Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
It is a brand new year, and we've got a brand new Sam all of a sudden. He's got longer hair, new glasses, shaved his mustache. Looking pretty sharp, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
And the colorful tie, too. The purple goes really well.
It is actually my favorite tie.
I don't blame you. All right. We're here to talk about the business of business and starting off on the right foot when you're starting your business right from the start, right?
Michael, the new year is a time for beginnings, mm-hmm. and many people make resolutions. I, of course, intend to grow taller, and I expect to have many changes, but oftentimes people want to start a business. So I felt that on the first appearance of this year, 2017, I talk a little bit about some of the things that we have learned on our decades of practice helping clients form businesses.
All right, let's get into this because these are just really starting off points, things that people have to think about heavily before they pull the trigger, correct?
Correct.
All right.
Now, as you're aware, and some of your some of our listeners are aware, I'm a CPA in addition to being an attorney.
Right.
But they often call attorneys and lawyers counselors at law. And I have found that the counseling aspect is becoming an increasingly important aspect of my dealings with clients. So the first thing that I would tell a client that wants to start a business is you got to know yourself. Take sort of a self-assessment.
Okay.
You ought to take a little bit about how your time is going to be spent and what your passion is. Michael, it isn't required in order for forming a successful business that you be insane, but it really doesn't hurt
either. Yeah, you got to be a little crazy, a little passionate.
And the passion and the commitment is ultimately the indispensable element in success. By indispensable element, I don't mean that you will succeed because you're committed and because you're passionate, but I can assure you that you will fail if you are not committed and not passionate.
So you have to be honest with yourself.
You also have to be honest with what your strengths and weaknesses are. What do you really know how to do and how do you do it? The question becomes, what is your level of experience in the business you're going into? People sometimes get confused because they can really grill a steak that they really ought to run a steakhouse.
Wrong.
Well, and not only is that wrong, it's dangerous. And it's dangerous for them and their families economically, emotionally, and quite honestly, if they would get the proper experience, then perhaps they could be successful. The same thing goes for any type of business, whether that's a restaurant, whether that's manufacturing, whether that's sales, whether that's any type of business. The question is, what do you have the background in for your business?
Got it. And I suspect then if you've got some kind of a background in the business, what do you get to do as the owner, as the business starter? What is your job?
When you form a business, you don't want to work 80 hours for yourself in order to avoid working 40 hours
for somebody else. Yeah.
The goal is to be very good at what you do. And in order to do that, you have to recognize, again, strengths and weaknesses, but also capabilities. If you are not an accountant, you shouldn't try to be your own accountant. If you are not an insurance expert, you shouldn't try to be your own insurance expert. If what you're really good at is producing the item that's being sold, if what you're good at is the sales of the aspect being sold, do that and hire other people to fill in the roles that you're not either capable of or don't have the time to do.
Play to your strength.
Play to your strength.
Yep, yep. What about expectations, level of commitment? Well, anybody that's in business for themselves, you, I, many people who are listening, know that being in business can be a real time suck.
I have explained to clients that if you have not gotten up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get sick because you don't know how to make your payroll, you are not an entrepreneur.
That's right.
And I can tell you that's happened to me, and it's happened to every successful business person I know. I think that the commitment you've got to look at is in various forms. One is the commitment of time. How much time do you have to spend on this? I know that there's a theory that, well, it's a business and I'm an employee of my business and I'll work XYZ hours. No. If you are a business owner, you're going to wind up working more hours than anybody else. Second is, what's the expectation from your family? There are sacrifices that have to be made to have a successful business. I would applaud anybody that can or would be willing to be a single parent. But if you are a single parent, you have family commitments that may impose restrictions on you as to what you can do professionally for a time commitment. The third type of restriction is, of course, financial.
Sure.
When you're forming a business, we tell our clients that they should have at least 3 months hard cash of living expenses put away. Oftentimes, it takes 3, 6, 9 months before the business generates revenue that will allow you to take some of that revenue out. The other thing that's really important for clients to recognize is that expense, cost, always precedes revenue. So it's very important to understand what your cash flow is going to be or your projected cash flow is going to be and how that's going to impact your production or impact your provision of services.
So all of those things are this self-assessment category where you sit down and you really take a look at yourself and your abilities and your strengths, your weaknesses, and know what you're going to be doing going forward. All right. So to do this right, to do this correctly, what's the next thing that somebody should be paying attention to?
I would think that the next and very important thing would be working on a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a business plan has lots of aspects to it. And one of the more interesting aspects to it is, why this business? I mean, for instance, do we really need another Victory Motorcycle Shop in West Des Moines? Do we need another XYZ ABC? Just because I may be extremely passionate about Victory Motorcycles or grilled steaks does not mean that the market is there for that.
Got to know that.
People get confused between the market and themselves.
Right.
They think that they are the market, and if they can meet their needs, there's got to be plenty of other people. Not necessarily the case.
Mm.
The second thing you've got to look at is, what are the costs going to be? And I think that needs to be thoroughly researched before you try to form a business. And I think that the best way to find that out is to not only do your own market research, but work with others to make sure that you have gotten
the
best.
So you have a firm idea about what those costs are going in.
Best objective idea.
Yeah.
And the third and very important thing, again, is to recognize that no matter how good your business plan is, they say, Michael, that a battle strategy is very good until the first shot is fired. And I think a business plan is exactly the same way. It's important. It's necessary. It should be as detailed as you can. It should be as well thought out as it can be. But things happen.
Yeah.
And you've got to have the contingencies built in such that you can survive those unknown, you've got to be kidding, I didn't think that would happen sort of things that do happen on a regular basis.
So be prepared for those unknowns, or at least plan for them. Have a, you know, we talk to people all the time about their PR work and what they should have. They should have contingency plans if something hits the fan about whatever your business is, that you have a plan to go back to so that you can meet the media and say what you want to say rather than have them tell you what to say.
Michael, you just hit on something very important when you said, you know, media plan and public relations. I'm very fond of the statement that it takes a village to raise a child. But, Michael, it takes a team to run a business.
It does.
And you've got to be good at assembling the team in order to be successful with your business. And, again, we're talking about how you start out on the right foot. Looking at who those team members are and what roles they're going to play is extremely important. Now, certainly having a qualified business attorney, of course, I believe that is a very important element. But there's a couple others that are very important also. One is you really got to have a good financial person. I would argue a CPA. And whether that CPA is in-house or whether he's on a, or she is on a consulting basis, I think it's extremely important to have a financial person involved. I know that Shaulin Desmond is a supporter of this radio show, and they are people I know and have great faith in and like very much. But whoever you use as a CPA, I think it's an important member of the team. And the third member, I would argue, is some kind of consultant, some type of marketing group that can help you actually produce the results you're looking for. Certainly, again, we are very fond of Insight, and we utilize your services, and we really feel very strongly that there needs to be assistance outside so that the entrepreneur doesn't wind up listening to their own voice.
Yeah.
In thinking that that's the voice of the market.
You know, you've touched on a number of things there, Sam. When you want to start this business, whatever it is, and getting off on the right foot, assembling the correct people to be assistive in this. And you just said it earlier. If you're good at A, stick to A, and then outsource some of these other projects. And a CPA and a financial team is important. I would imagine also a banker.
Banker is very important, and when dealing with bankers, you really have to recognize that unless the banker's your friend, the banker's not your friend. Unless the banker is, in fact, your partner, they're not your partner. What they are is a vendor, and they want to work with you. What they want to do is they want to loan you money, and they want to get a return on investment, and they are in a business just like you're in a business. The important thing in dealing with bankers, and I deal with bankers all over the state, is to recognize that it is the entrepreneur's job to fit into what the banker needs, not the other way around, because the banker can't say yes unless the entrepreneur and the business fits within certain parameters.
Yeah, and those parameters can be pretty tight.
They can be tight,
yeah.
And they change.
Well, you also, wouldn't you have to have, before you go to that banker, wouldn't you have to have some type of a plan, some type of proven ability?
Provability of concept is extremely important, and that gets us back to the business plan, that gets us back to the assessments of strengths and weaknesses and the knowledge of yourself and the knowledge of your business. Most of the time, bankers want to see that you have formed a business entity in which to run the business. Yeah. Now, again, as a CPA, there are very complicated tax rules that impact what type of business you form. It is our standard of practice that people begin their business as a limited liability company, and as the business becomes more successful, they can then convert over to an S corporation. I would tell you that there are extremely complicated tax reasons that would take more than the time we have, but by the same token, it's very important that you get with a lawyer, get with an accountant, get with a firm that can assist you in making sure that you start out right. Michael, if you don't start out right, it means you've got to start it over. If there's no time to do it right the first time, when is there going to be time and money to do it over?
And that gets costly.
Extremely costly and aggravating.
Yeah. We're talking with Sam Creamer, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking about getting off on the right foot. Right from the start, a practical guide to starting a business. I know that we had lots of other things to talk about in this great-looking piece that you wrote for me here about forming an LLC and having your team all together. But I think you covered those basic areas very well. So would you be happy to talk to people if they have a question?
We always are looking forward to assisting new clients and new people. And I also want to make sure that people know that we post the outline to our website at Creamerlaw, K-R-E-A-M-E-R-Law.com. So if they would like to take a look at the outline that we utilize in order to prepare for this interview, we'd be happy to share that.
15 minutes goes by quick.
It does, but it's always good to be with you, Michael.
Always good to be with you as well, Sam. Thank you so very much. Sam Creamer from the Creamer Law Firm talking about, right from the start, a practical guide to starting a business. You want to do it right from the start. All right, for Laura Kennard, for all of the crew that puts this together each and every day, thanks so very much for hanging out with us. We do appreciate it. I want to remind you once again that going on right now is the Partnerships Legislative Forum. That's happening over at Grandview University. Should maybe see you there after some of the festivities are over. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, have a great Monday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.